It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Let me ask you something. How long has it been, say, person, since you rejoiced in the Lord? Well, let me say that you need to be rejoicing constantly. When you got saved, I believe that you rejoiced. You were happy that you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as an unsaved person, if you're unsaved today, you can be rejoicing in the Lord, knowing that you're on your way to heaven. And this reminds me of Acts chapter 8, when Philip was traveling along and there was a person in a chariot, the Ethiopian eunuch. And Philip joined himself with that person, with that Ethiopian. In other words, he came to him and he helped him to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. That Ethiopian got saved. He trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And something took place there. And verse 38, and it says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water. The Ethiopian, after he got saved, he wanted to be baptized because Philip had explained to him that this was a representation of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The Ethiopian was saved before he got baptized. It says both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. And notice verse 39 of Acts chapter 8, if you have your Bible there in Acts chapter 8, verse 39 says, and when they were come up out of the water, that means this man was submerged in the water that the Ethiopian went down. I believe Philip got a dose of that water that day as well. They both come up out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. And notice this, the Ethiopian, or the eunuch, saw him no more, and notice, and he went on his way rejoicing. Well, why was he rejoicing? He was rejoicing because he had trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He was saved now, and he was on his way to heaven. Before he met the Lord Jesus Christ, he was going to go to hell, but now he was saved, and he was on his way to heaven, and then one day he would see Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of his faith. Remember, Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross of Calvary. After he died, just before he died, he said, "It is finished." And he gave up the ghost, the Bible says. He died. But just before he died, he said, "It is finished," and he died. What did that mean? That means that when he came to this earth, he came to seek and to save those who were lost. And you've heard me say that many times, and it's true. He came to seek and save those who were lost, and he gave his life for the people he was seeking. And he said on the cross, just before he died, he said, "It is finished." Well, he came to seek and to save those who were lost, and he's still doing it today. He's still seeking men, women, boys, and girls, telling them that he needs to be received as Lord and Savior. But getting back to what I said earlier, Christian, are you rejoicing today? Are you rejoicing in the Lord? Are you rejoicing as that Ethiopian rejoiced after he got saved? We need to keep in mind and in our memory, in our hearts, the time when we trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. How that a load was lifted from us. How that we knew that we were on our way to heaven, that Jesus Christ was our Savior. We need to be rejoicing in the Lord today. Don't let the devil take that from you. We've been looking in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27, and it says, don't give the devil place. In other words, don't let him get the upper hand. And I've been talking to you about things that the devil does to people. And although he is powerful, he's not as powerful as God. He is not God. The devil is not God. And we're not to give place to him, but we're to be rejoicing in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And one day we're going to see him personally. But those of you who have never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have nothing to rejoice about because you're not on your way to heaven. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said it's finished on the cross of Calvary. That means that he died. And once again, he was going to be buried. and then he would rise from the grave. But he finished everything that he came to do on this earth. He gave his life, his life's blood, so that you and I could be saved. And if you've never trusted him as Lord and Savior, let him take you today and wrap his arms around you. And you need to trust him by saying, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please save me so that one day I will be with you in heaven. Lord, I want to serve you. Pray a prayer like that. The prayer won't save you. Jesus is the one that saves you, but he wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your heart cry out to him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please save me. If you'll do that, Jesus Christ can be your Savior, and you can rejoice because you have trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I'll see you in heaven one day if you get serious with God. I've said this many times. Get serious with God, and he will get serious with you. Well, now, as we continue our study in the book of Ephesians, pardon me if I get off the track every now and then, because I want to share with you things that God brings to my mind and my memory and my heart. And I want to share that with you about we need to be rejoicing and things like that. Well, we left off last time about what the devil does, some of the things he does. And the last time we looked at, he harasses men. Remember, Paul the Apostle, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure, in other words, in my pride, if my pride gets ahead of me and I get so prideful that I forget the things I'm supposed to be doing and exalting God, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, through everything that God's given me, he says, before that happens, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a problem. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. And he said, I realize now that this is something for my benefit, lest I should be exalted above measure. He says, this was to his benefit, that he would not be exalted, that he would not be a prideful person. And sometimes when things come into our lives as saved people, we often, you know, we say, well, what's the use? You know, this is not right. I've been done wrong. Well, we need to look at it like this, that is going to help us to get rid of that old pride within our lives and understand that I am a simple human being that has been given the great privilege of serving God. That should not give me personal pride. That should give me the humility that I need, knowing that I'm serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's allowing me to do that, and I thank God for that. Well, the devil harasses people. And notice something else he does. He sows tares among God's people. And I've talked about this earlier, about that, you know, things happen within local churches and with God's people. Matthew chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. It says, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. In other words, the devil. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. You see, there's coming a time when people are going to be separated at the end of time, what we consider the end of time, when Jesus comes back, when the world is changed after the 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Well, just before that all takes place, people will be separated, the good people and the bad people. Now, that doesn't mean a general resurrection that we look at, that some people look at today. You see, I'm going to be resurrected. I'm going to be caught up with the Lord in the air and receive a new body. And then comes the tribulation period. And then after the tribulation period will come the millennium. And then comes the end. The end as we know it today, and as people will know it just before the end, at the end of the tribulation, they will understand this, that things are going to change and that there's going to be a separation of those people at that time who were saved and who were lost are going to be separated. But also, we need to realize that there's going to be a white throne judgment, where people who have never trusted Jesus Christ will be cast into the lake of fire. They will never be able to receive Christ as Savior after they stand at the white throne judgment as they're standing there. This will be people from all ages, not only those who are separated at the end of what we call the end of time, but it's going to be for everyone throughout all ages. They will stand, those people who have never trusted Jesus Christ, at the white throne judgment, and he will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." But notice what the Bible speaks of here that the devil does. He sows tares among God's people today. It says the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom. We're to go into the field as saved people, and we're to give the good seed, the good seed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the children of God. It says, and goes on in that verse to say in those verses, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The wicked people of this world, those people who have never trusted Jesus Christ, and this hurts people's feelings when I say this, but the people who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Bible says you're wicked. But the good news is, and I've said this so many times, you can be saved and you can know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will not be classed with the devil from that point on. You will be classed with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, the devil sows tares among God's people. He causes trouble. He stirs up strife. He's not good. People need to realize this. He's not a devil standing around with a pitchfork and a red suit with horns standing on his head. The Bible says he's able to transform himself into an angel of light. He's a deceiver. We should not let the devil get the upper hand to us as Christians, on us. And the saved people of this world need to wake up and realize they need to turn to God and turn away from the devil. We'll notice something else the devil does. He resists God's servants. Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1 says, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And notice, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. The devil does everything he can to cause problems. The devil does everything he can to stop the word of God from going forth. And he will do everything he can to stop you and I from spreading the word of God. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13 says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, Michael is the archangel, by the way, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. You see, the devil, he can't be every place at the same time as God can, but he has workers who go about looking for people that they can cause trouble to. And by the way, that means everyone in this world, every person in this world has trouble. And I believe that for the Christian, the devil, his workers, biggest trouble that we have, other than the flesh, my flesh causes me trouble, but the devil is more powerful than my flesh, and he causes me trouble through his workers. And you and I, who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to cause us trouble. And we need to be prepared for that. And we need to stay close to the Lord. Stay in his word. Trust him. Let him lead us and guide us through his word. Trust Jesus Christ today to take care of you through your mind and through your heart as a saved person, that you, as you get into the word of God, he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all truth. Live for him today, saved person. Serve him today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.